Tanya Rabbanan, we're based off is that Mem Zayin, Shavuot Tov. And we're holding on the last line of Mechav Amid Beis. Tanya Rabbanan, in Mechabdim, lo bidrachim, lo bikshareim, lo biyadayim zrabot. There's no issue of being Mechabit, someone who is greater, when you're going along the road, so that you're going and he's going, and you're going to say, well, I can't possibly pass him, even though he's going 40 miles an hour, because I mean, he's another Gadol, I'm going to pass him up. There's no such halacha. Tosfos says, this is talking about where indeed that was the case. Not that you started off together, or you started off traveling together, or so you're going to go in front of him, that's something else. But when you happen to meet along the road, there's no inyan of having everybody wait for another Gadol to come. Furthermore, when you're going over a bridge, which in those days, of course, was why don't you go first and try out the bridge? Wasn't exactly a way to be mechabit someone. Lo biyadayim mizuamot, and not when it comes to mayim acharonim, we're essentially telling him to go first. It's the equivalent of saying, look, you've got the dirty hands, so why don't you wash first? So there, even though we said, of course, that we use mayim acharonim as a way to be misamin, who's going to be mavarech? But that's not an Indian of covet. That is the sin. In other words, the first 100 people, and the first we said the first 95 people, it doesn't matter how they wash. The last 4, it doesn't matter how they wash. It's the fifth before the end, right? He's the sin. Okay, so that's not a din in covet, obviously, or else we'd be mechaber, the greatest person on this earth. Robin and Abaye were walking along a road in the fashion which, according to Tosfos, means that they didn't have to be mechabit. Kad mechamid the Robin and Abaye. So Robin's chamor passed up Abaye's chamor. He didn't say, "Go, please, sir, go ahead." So Abaye says to himself, "You know, this Robin guy started going all the time to Eretz Yisrael and coming over and saying things about Rabbi Yochanan and his name. It's become like a big thing. He became a big shot. All of a sudden, he passes me up on the road. So he does Sovik Heimer up on a Mimarov, a Gosley Daiten. From the time he's come back to Eretz Yisrael, he's like all the other Israelis. He's very arrogant. Kimot al Pisco de Beikrishta. When they come to the entrance of the Beit HaKnesset, so all of a sudden, Robin says to Baya, please, sir, you go ahead. Neomar. So Abaye says to him, oh, all of a sudden I'm sir. Yad hash to lav maran. Until now I'm not a sir. All of a sudden now I'm a sir. When it's convenient to him, a sir. Well, Malay, what do you mean? Och, yomar. Rabbi Yochanan. Ein mechabdin ala bepetach sheish ba min mezuzah. That there's only a din of a kibbutz on a petach, not on a road, and so on. Well, what do you mean that has a mezuzah? You mean only the hipa mezuzah? I mean, the lepa mezuzah lo? Well, there's no mezuzah in the dos of Beit HaKnesset. Shalai says, what's happening right now? The Beit HaMidrash, where there's no chiyuv of mezuzah, we only put a mezuzah when there's people that actually live there, like the gabbai or whatever. So, achinami, dein mechabdin, that's crazy. Nam mechabdin, even on the entrance to shul? I mean, petach ha-ra'ui le-mezuzah. So I said that. A road, an open road, or a bokum, that's just like a gate, or a chutz, or whatever's on shach mezuzah, is not choshev to be mechabdin. Om revi de brei de shul bar shilas, v'shmei de ra'av. Eina misubim reshaim lechol klum, archi it om habotzea. Until the one who's cutting the challah eats first, the others aren't allowed to eat. Rav Safra heard him saying this, and he said, Yosef Rav Safra, come on, no, it's not. It's lit om. We're talking about not to be oicho, we're talking about to be to'im. Not that there's any nafkemina, but my nafkemina. Only shechayav adam lomar b'lashon rabo. There's an inyan. The way that he was makabel halacha was to say litom klum. The mesubim are not allowed to taste, and that's how it should be said over properly, because that's the way that it was said to him. Tana rabon shnayim mamtinin zelazeh bekeara, v'tishlosha in mamtinim. There are two people. They're eating out. These steps like a, you know, the Chinese common dish. You know, they have that thing. So you have two people, if one person breaks to go to the bathroom or he wants to go get a drink or whatever, it's impolite for the remaining individual to continue eating up the food while the other guy's on his break, you know, and come back, there's nothing left, so he waits till the other person returns. But if there's three people, one takes a break, the other two don't have to break for him. So if he knows what's smart, he'll arrange his affairs before they bring the fruit to his head. The one who did the honors on the bread is the one who is given the food first when it's passed around. If he wishes to be mechabit somebody else to take first, that he's allowed to do. It's not a violation of their hearts for someone that's been mechubad, but it would be a violation to show that the meal is not related to betzia. Rabba bar bar chana haviyasikli lebrei beirav shmuel bar av katina. Rabba bar rav chana was going to have his son married off to the daughter of rav shmuel bar av katina. Normally, when they make a chasm, the chasm is mechubad to do the birkat hamazon and so on. So he figured that before he makes a fool of himself, I better make sure that my boy knows the dinim of the su'udah. So he cut him yesterday, come asking in the phrase, so he says, all right, listen, let me tell you the facts of life. Not allowed to cut the challah until everybody finishes saying amen. Until the completion, the amen, it's as if you're still being mevarech. So just like we said before, that until the bracha is completed, we don't do the betziyas, and whether the bracha should be challah on the entire pot, so too, the bracha is extended until such time as the amen is completed. Rav Chisda says it's not quite like that. It's mipi rov ha'onim. It's not that everybody has to finish saying amen. Most of the people that finish saying amen, that's sufficient. I need Rami Bar Chama. What do I understand? What does it have to do with how many people? Mashnah Rub. I mean, the reason that you say if rov haven't finished is because you're viewing the amen as an extension of bracha. You're saying a capital kaya bracha. So what's the difference if it's a minute? One person is still saying amen. That means that the bracha hasn't completed. Why? What does this have to do with the din of rov? Amar le shani omer kol haone amen yoter midai enu ela to'eh. An overly elongated amen is wrong to say anyway. So I don't view that amen as being an extension of a bracha. Tosfos says that you lose the meaning of the word, because then the is separated from the amen, you know, or however you do it, but you're always separating it some way. So that when a word is overly lengthened, it ceases to have the meaning, and therefore there's no need to be marik in the bracha up to Yadikach.
The echad of Shema Yisrael also?
The echad, remember, the way we do it is indeed a violation. As explained before, the dalet is supposed to be pronounced. We don't pronounce the dalet. There's no way for us to be ma'arif on the echad without destroying it. People do cha. I mean, I don't know what that's supposed to be. Cha. That's not a chesem. It's not a dalet. So it's just a joke. I mean, it ruins the echad. But if you are ma'arif after you say the word, you continue being ma'arif. It's fine. Assuming you know how to pronounce the dalet.
Why don't you just say
Yechad? Yeah. Or say Zzz. Don't know. In Amin, lo Amin Chatufa, you're not allowed to say an Amin Chatufa. What does a Chatufa mean? Some Rashi learns Chatufa means with a Chataf. So in other words, remember that to Rashi, the Shva, Rashi always says Chataf when he means Shva. In Rashi's days, the concept of a shvo, which is basically a word that's used all over the world in linguistics, it's a Hebrew term. Chataf is the Hebrew term, shva is the linguistics term. So the chataf means you drop the and you say amen, amen. A lot of people do that, amen, amen. And there's no pronunciation of the, which Rashi always calls the komats, remember, a patach. So the amen. When Rashi used the word patach, he's referring to a komatz gadol. In any event, we say amen. If you say amen,
people say that.
Amen, 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 amen. Only been saying amen, amen, amen. Where's the R? There's no R. That's chatuf.
And it should be pronounced
amen. Okay. Yeah, okay. So they don't say the patach. So it's chatuf. Some say chatuf. Others say chatuf is the pshat that it's said too early.
before he finishes the bracha.
Before the, yeah, in other words, he grabs the amen before it's time.
Like in shul every
like
day.
Like in shul. There's a guy there, it's a baruch ata amen.
What else do you think they're going to replace that sorry?
There's always the hope that that'll hurry things up.
So
after 20,000 brokers, the hope is still there.
Before I've finished, I'm saying amen to my bracha. What do I just stop?
That's what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, that's very irritating. What you could do is you could stop and then finish the bracha again. They keep doing that. They'll get the message.
You're the fighting type.
Rosh Chodesh is a relation.
With the ending of the bracha, people always chime in well before the bracha is finished.
That's not amen.
They
say amen?
Yeah.
When you say shah, they say amen.
Yeah, because like I'm Shah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Person's
yeah.
Finishing Kaddish before.
That's true.
Some people.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. Okay, so anyway, that's once two pshat and so far an amen chatufa amen, and saying amen too early. Velo amen kitufa, not an amen in which you drop the last syllable. Amen. So that's it's too fast. Velo amen yetoma, and not an amen that has no daddy. That's an amen, which either some learn is the pshat that you waited too long after the bracha, so it's after Tokhti Negibun, so it's no longer chal on that bracha. Others learn, it's very interesting, that you're saying amen to a bracha that you didn't hear. So Rashi asks, he assumes that's the pshat, but he asks, of course, from the famous case of the Shul in Alexandria. I mean, over there you didn't hear the bracha, and we're waving the flags.
There's got to be some different way together with them at the same
time. No, he says the point over there is that you know at least the bracha that was said. So you're saying amen to that bracha, but to say amen as if amen stands on its own, you know, it's ridiculous. Amen is an amen of something. It's, I don't know, so how can you say amen? You know what? Maybe the guy said you should all drop dead. Amen. And there's a so the amen has no significance on its own. So it's like he's saying, "Lo yizrok bracha b'piv." You shouldn't say a brochin chap a bracha as if it's a burden. Just have to get the bracha said is unfortunately very common. The guy's going to do that as amen, and we just do it to him. Chatufa yit chatfu yamav. We can grab his days a little bit faster too. Kitufa yit katfu yamav. Cut some of his days off there. Kol ha-ma'arich be'amen ma'arichin lo yamav u'shnotav. But of course, as Tosafot points out, that can't be a contradiction to what we said before with Kisra. It means to be ma'arich, but not not your term. You die that you lose the sense of the word. Rav and Shmuel were sitting in a siddur. Comes along with Shimi Bar Chiya, and he's rushing to eat. Normally, Rav, wait, hold on, buddy. What do you think you're rushing for? You think that you're going to join us, or we're going to have a mezumah? We're going to have a mezumah anyway, because by the time you started eating, we already finished eating. So Shmuel said to him, now, wait a minute over here. I mean, let's just say, you know, if they would bring out right now some delicious truffles or something, or one of Mika's mushroom concoctions, which happens to be my personal favorite, Shmuel said. Or suppose for you, Abba, and this is my focus, of course, longstanding, my focus for Tosfos and Rashi as to whether Abba was a shame of Hashivut, and Rav was Rav's real name, or whether Abba was Rav's real name, and Rav was the name of Hashivut, and that Shmuel was acting intimately here. Or they bring out Guzlaya for you, Abba. You know, you always like those Gozalot. I mean, those English words.
Who does?
Suppose we bring him out. I mean, wouldn't we eat right now? Right now. Did you hear that? So, if that's the case, we didn't finish eating. So in the Mela, it's possible to be mitzvah. Talmidei de Rav, aveyatve besu'udat. Al Rav Acha. So all of a sudden, in the middle of the suit of the Talmidim of Rav, we saw Talmidim of Rav always had this problem. It wasn't anybody especially choshev, you know, to make a bracha. So finally, Rav Acha walks in and they say, ah, here we got, here's the man. Ata Gavra Rav, the Mevorach one, this is somebody that's going to be able to give her the zimun. So he said to them, no way, Misa Brita de Gadol Mevarech, Ikar Shep Suda Mevarech. When it comes to a Suda, pick a person who happens to be there at the end, just given the. It wasn't part of a whole Suda at all time. You had guys that started eating together an hour ago, and you're going to pick somebody who walks in the last 10 minutes, give them a cover. But Lamaisa Veyokas Agadol Mevarech, the halach is that even in such a case, the person who walks in later, is the Gadol HaFagav Yata LeBesov, he is given the honors.
They had to eat together some amount?
Yeah, you have to eat together. Or at least be shy of the
Even though
yeah, we're still holding by eating. I mean, if the Balabas would get the message, we'd be happy to work.
Even if he comes in late.
Because he was a godel who came late?
Yes. Of course, obviously, otherwise he wouldn't be a godel if he came on time. Presidential prize. Ochal demai. Now begins the Mishnah with the list of the various things that it's possible to be mitzarif someone to Zimun. So it says, even if the man eats demai, what do you mean? How can you be mitzarif for a person who eats demai? Alo chazilai? The demai is not roy for him, so he ate something that was botseya berech. The Rambam learns it means that he shouldn't make any bracha, not a bracha rishena, not a bracha achreina, not a zimun, nothing. Somebody going to be mitzarfim for a zimun, he's not chayvin a bracha b'chla. He ate iser. No, tomorrow, min rabbonim, we beat him up. So others on the Raivin is very upset at that Rama. It's a complete misunderstanding. The sukkah, it's just a tzir for zimun. It's not that he's patur from bracha. If patur from bracha, he's done something wrong. That's not the understanding about Seah Berech. The Rambam said about Seah Berech is that it's a travesty. You're going to make a bracha on having eaten something HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to eat. Thank you, O Lord, for us, for these pork chops. So answers the Gemara. No. The truth is that demai is considered to be ultimately, yes, chazileh, ro'ui for him. Why? Because kimen diboy mafkilu l'nichseh, v'havi ani v'chazileh. Since, after all, poverty is always right around the corner. So Mamela, if he's mafkir with everything that he owns, he would be able to eat right now. Somebody's caught, short, doesn't have what to eat. He has dinner on him. Ditznan machilim et aniyim demai. So the aniyim don't have to take off the ma'aser from demai. Because remember, mi'ikar adin, v'semich on the rov, that rov ha'me'aretz are ma'aser. It's completely hetter to eat demai. It's only a takana drabana to be more machmer than the stam, than the halacha would be machayev.
So what's
in order to make people more sensitive to the akbar
on
that.
So what's the Gemara telling me in halacha?
What do you mean?
Like we just said, it's takana
drabana. So, we're going to be mazamin when someone's over and this is drabana. It's still lo chazilah even though it's only min rabana. That's not the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is that it's roy to him even in rabana.
Because he could be
Makra
or anything else.
Yeah. And if he's an Achsanai, there's a Machlokas we've shown him, which we spoke about in Demai, but this refers. The Achsanayim were members of the army that were being barracked in people's homes. They'd come to a town, they'd put people up. That was part of the service you had to give to the army. Machlokas, whether we're talking about Goyim, and the point over here is that even though you're saving money by paying off your debt, so to speak, with unmeiser things, that you're using the Kohen's money to pay off your debt for having to put up these soldiers. And that's the Chiddush, that in the Maya we weren't guys in that, that's not a problem. Or whether it means that Jewish soldiers that you're putting up, they gave a din of aniyim, you're allowed to be machil them,
but he has to do the action because he could have done it. Therefore, he's
not
roy, but he didn't do it.
No. Chazile means something that is shayach to me. In other words, since it would have been possible for me to eat this with the heter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not considered to be a violation of Zimun. Something that's out of my reach. Okay. That's like, in other words, it's like saying somebody who didn't say a bracha rishayna shouldn't be allowed to be mezamech. because he was supposed to say a bracha. Bracha. But he could have said the bracha. You can't view the food as being ba'etzem an iser that he ate. The same thing is true over here. They gave them an option. He didn't take the option. It's not the same as isura yachila. Ma'aseh rishon shenata trumato. I mean, I should hope so. Well, obviously, if you already took off the truma, so what's the problem? Pshita. Of course it's kosher. No. Point over here is, note, ma'aseh rishon shenitla trumato means only the trumat ma'aseh. You didn't take off truma gedola. You're a lady. So it turns out over here, you got this food before it was chayev and truma. You went down to the field, the kohen hadn't shown up yet. You took it before it was even piled up in grain. Before it's a decree, that's called decree, idgun decree. Doesn't have a shame of dagon. So there's no chiyuv of reshit digancha. Now you take it, you complete it. Now you've got meiser. Do you have to take off truma from this meiser? You certainly have to take off truma's meiser, which is a tenth of a tenth. But how about the extra part that you should have taken off before you ever got the meiser? Which over here you managed to sneak in there before the Kohen ever got to that point. That's what it's talking about. If you took off Ma'aser Mina Ma'aser and not Truma Gedolah, it's perfectly kosher. In a case where he Gdimo B'Shibolim, the Levi went down and got it while it was still on the stalk, picked, but not yet processed.
And it's,
as long as it wasn't idgan, it's shibolim. That's what it's literally on the stalk. Just the grains are shibolim. Whatever, any stage before it, idgan.
If he wasn't a levy and Israel did it, and Israel got there and took it before the.
And then
he takes off to my master.
I mean, it's not his. The levy has to take off.
He
doesn't. The levy, the meiser. Truma's meiser is taken from the levy's chelek, from the meiser. Ma'aser mina ma'aser.
And he doesn't think that Israel doesn't think of anything. In this case, no, he got it.
Levi came and took his food, right, before he should have.
Yeah.
Levi made sure to give the truma to that kohen.
Exactly.
This is what
Levi Israel came and took it
before. That's an idea. Well, as soon as he was my understanding, Israel always he starts with it. When he came and took it, and if he's the owner and it wasn't idgun, the moment that he's matkin, he puts it in the kri. He's chayim. What's the difference when they got with someone?
But if he wasn't the owner, somebody Israel came, wasn't his field.
What's the difference?
He stole it.
So, you're asking a general question whether somebody who has grain that isn't his is chayav. He is. But the truth is, Bidiraisa, he isn't. It's only your own grain. But that's a sugya not for your grain.
What's Idgin? Is that only in the Goren?
Idgin?
It's
Goren. It's Kri. The chot, the pile.
That's what they're doing now, all over the country.
What?
The wheat field.
Oh, everybody's making a garden.
Well, it's night. I mean, it's lying in the fields.
Right.
It's
drying out a little bit.
It was still growing. And this week up north, they're mamish, they're going out.
Well, I meant also that the lady took it without the shoot as well. But you have to give him the mouse, he can't just go.
He gave him the mice.
But he took it.
No, we gave it to him. He's a nice, fine man.
I happen to be here now. I won't be here next week.
What's the problem? So he takes off Trumat Maser, and he never takes off Truma Gedola. Now was the case in the Mishnah, and that's based on the drash of Rabbi Avu. The Omer Rabbi Avu, Omer Esh Lakish, Maser Rishon, Shigdimo B'Shibolim, indeed becomes part of Truma Gedola, and this is based on a pasuk. Shneimar, V'harimotam Mimenu, Trumat Hashem, Maser Mina Maser. What do you mean Trumat Hashem, Maser Mina Maser? But first of all, so what are you telling me, Trumat Hashem? You say, very much in the middle of Trumat Hashem. I'm telling you that the Trumat Hashem consists of Maser Min HaMaser. I'm saying to you, Maser Min HaMaser, Amarti Lecha, as the Trumat Hashem. The Lord Trumat Gedolah plus Trumat Maser Min HaMaser as the Trumat Hashem. So therefore, if you're taking off Trumat Maser, there's no keep of Trumat Gedolah. From the Pablo Bais, if that's the case, maybe just saying that's the din. You never have to take off Truma Gedola on your Meiser. And if it happens to be that the Yisrael never took off Truma Gedola, why do you say it has to be that he went down and took off the Shiboli? The Torah is saying, a lady only has to take off Maaser and a Maaser, and that includes Truma. How do you know that it makes an Afkamina whether he went down earlier or later? Omar Lei, Alecha, Omar Kra. Ah! The Torah already figured out a guy like you would come along. And that's why we have another pasuk that says, Mikol ma'asrotechem tarimol et kol trumat Hashem. Ha! What is it? From all of your might, you pick up all of the trumot. It's about kol trumat Hashem. The kol trumat Hashem is coming to tell me, even trumah gedola.
Wait, what is it? Yeah.
Why that say kol trumat Hashem? Of course kol trumat Hashem. That's the pshat. That there's no such thing as a partial truma. So now how do you know
which
one? Who's
this pasuk speaking to? The lady or to the Israelite?
The lady. Maraita. So how do you know how to apply it? Hayidgun v'hayloidgun. The case where there was already a chiyuv of dagon, it becomes now the rishus of the kohen. Once it's the rishus of the kohen, the Torah is not saying that the lady doesn't have to worry about what he took from the kohen. But while it was in the rishus of the Yisrael, and there was never an interim where the kohen was the one that was supposed to get it because it was pre-idgun. So in that case, it would be subsumed within the maaser min ha-maaser.
And never would have to pay truma. That's it.
Never would have to pay truma.
So the balabais who Levi came early now does not take truma at all.
No, on his chelik. What do you mean? Of course, on his chelik. This is the Levi's chelik. The Levi can't take off truma for him. Okay, there's a lot of discussion to be shown him what the Avamir is. What do you mean, Maraita? I mean, what we thought is the other way around. Say, Maraita, how do you know to apply it to the case of Shibali? Maybe it should be the case of Idka. I mean, what's the Avamir in the case of Idka? How can anybody have thought it's the other way around? Obviously, the earlier, the more reasonable it is to do this, no? Well, how come I'm just for of Idka? Okay, some discussions, I mean, the Tosfos HaRosh says maybe the issue is the, I would have thought that it's, that it's his fault. In the case where he came earlier, he should have realized the guy didn't have a chance to get it yet. Maybe over there he shouldn't have tried to take it off. I shank it over here, somebody gave it to him and he didn't know. You know, he didn't mean to take it from a coin. Well, okay, there's numerous approaches, but in any event, the pshat is clear. So the Mishnah is talking about a case where, and it's coming good for the Tolos the Skiddush, that even though he only took off Truma Maser, not Truma Gdolah, he's mitzvah. I should hope so. Pshita, I mean, it was niftu, it's kosher food. How do you know which one to apply it to?
Yes, I mean, it seems like it's just like, the, why not just, it's a lotion like Mara Yisra, so we have a steer.
No, Mara Yisra.
We have a steer.
Mara Yisra doesn't mean I, we have a steer.
We seem to have a steer from...
That we understood that there's two cases. Mara Yisra, to apply the two cases in this direction. It's a given. It's talking about two cases. How do you know which two cases should apply? So that makes sense, because I again, I love it. That's the Rishonim's kash. I mean, why would you think otherwise? This question of Maraita, you only ask when there's a reason to say it in either direction. Okay, Maser Sheniva Hegdeshtag, we're Padui. It is okay to be Mitzarefim. Of course it's okay to be Mitzarefim. Why not? Pshita. Now, how come I skin on? It's talking about there was the owner. Now the owner is mechuyev when he's the one who's supposed to, he has to add an additional 25%, which is 1/5 of the total. And yet he didn't. So the Mishnah is coming to tell me, okay, even though he didn't yet, the Gemara should name chomish ma'akev. Chomish is a separate payment, but it's not ma'akev for pidyon. Hashamash achal kezayev. Well, obviously, if he ate a kezayev, it's not different than anybody else. No, because ma'adatema shamash lo kava. I might have thought, look, a shamash, I mean, he sits down for a minute, he eats him, he's got to jump up again, he's got to bring something else to the table. He's not part of the suuda. Even if he ate a kizai, kamash lo dafalpi, okay, this is his normal way of eating. So I'm amazed this becomes his kriyu suuda. The akuti, mizamnin alav. Furthermore, akuti, this is a member of the people that were brought in by Sancherib after the Girish of the Aseres HaShvatim. So there's all Machlokas, Gemara, what their status is. Here we're going according to Mandi Yama. And also before we made a Takana that they should have a Din of Nachri. But we're going according to Mandi Yama, also they're kosher.
Call them Samaritans.
Samaritans, yeah. So Amai, instead, why are we Mizamin on Akuti? Lo Yeyela Hamaretz. Yeah, forget about whether he's Jewish, he's not. I mean, the point is, he's a kuti. I mean, generally speaking, he doesn't even keep the halachas. It's like an amoretz. And the halach is, ein mezamnim av amoretz. You don't include an amoretz in zimun. Lemaisa, we don't We don't hold by that. There's two reasons we don't hold to that. There's the Tosis points out over here, the Gemara and the Chagiga, that's the whole discussion of Chaverus and Amoretz, comes out that you have to be very careful about making these type of social distinctions, because in the end they'll go build their own base. I mean, they should start their own religion and say, okay, now we're the Chaverim, you're the Amoretz. I mean, so in the middle, it's not a very, very good idea.
And they've done that.
There's another approach that Tosis has, not here, but Tosis has a Chagiga, which is, at a time when people were Tamir Chachomim, we can make a have dealt between a Tamir Chachomim and a Amoretz, but what are we going to call ourselves, Tamir Chachomim, Bisman Hazeh? So Mamela.
He says we're all Amoretz.
So then Amoretz is certainly not Potter from Zimun. They're supposed to be Mizamim with one another. In any event, these halachas are not really Nagea, Bisman Hazeh, the Dinim of Amoretz versus Chavre. So, but Lamaisa, at the time of the Gemara, so it was only an Amoretz. That's talking about a Kusi Chavre. So, what do you mean? Who says Amoretz? Is because a kusi means he's an amoretz, he's a chaver. The question is yichus? What's the name? Is a kusi, and so on. That's not a problem. Went to yeshiva, graduated,
married the rabbi's daughter.
Exactly. So, oh, hey, okay.
And they
Yeah. What married? What chitun? Who? What? I don't know what's going on. You guys are getting off of it. I mean, there's some people who can't even speak Swedish who married you, but they're not going. Okay. Rava says, what's the problem? Let's say Zekuti Amaretz. But over here, he's an Amoretz. You know what kind of Amoretz he is? He's the kind of Amoretz I like the Rabbonim. And Rabbi Meir argues on the Rabbonim. That's the kind of Amoretz we're talking about. The Tanya Ezu Amoretz, Koshein Ofu Chulun Betaira, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds he's an Amoretz if he doesn't mean Chulun Betaira. No. So the Chachomim say, Koshein O Maaser Perotav Karokui. What's the din of an Amoretz? Somebody doesn't take off Maaser. But Kutim, they're more religious than you are, as we know. Ani Kutoi Yisri Maasre. Kirakosi, like we see all over, the B'mai Dechsib B'araita Mizah, anything that it says in the Torah, that they're makbid on. Yomamar Kol Mitzvah Shevzikub HaKutim Arbein Medakbikim B'Yoter Mi'Yisrael. These guys who do things their own way, it's all very easy. As long as you're doing it your own way, it's the easiest thing in the world to be religious. So Memela, when they have a Chiyav, there'll be more makbid on it than you'll be makbid on it. So therefore, you can trust them. So they're not called. When he asked me, Stamakuti is Amoretz? Not Amoretz. Amoretz means, by definition, someone who doesn't take off from his amazers. He's certainly not that kind of Amoretz. Turn around on an Ezeo Amoretz. What indeed is meant by the term Amoretz, technically speaking, when Chazal referred to Amoretz? So we see these two shitas. We have Rabbi Meir, we have the Chachomim, there's a lot of other shitas. A guy who is so distant from the fundamental chiyuvim and awareness of being a Jew, he doesn't say Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Koshein Aminiach Tefillin. Ben Azar Amar Koshein O Tzitzit Bibigdo. Meaning he's wearing Arba Kanfot and Hazan Tzitzitim. Not that he's not wearing a Talit Katan. Rabbi Natan Amar Koshein Mezuzal Pitcho. Rabbi Natan Bar Yosef Amar Koshein Yeshlo Banim. They know Megadlam the Talmud Torah. He has children. He doesn't give them an education. Acherim Amrim, what? Has such vital things. Afilu Kara. Vishana, the guy's a Boki. He knows Tanakh Baalpeh. He knows all the Mishnayot Baalpeh. Velo Shimesh Tamidech HaChamim are his Amoretz. If he was never Mishamesh Tamidech HaChamim, he doesn't know how to think. Therefore, he's considered to be an Amoretz.
Is this Rabbi Meir or is this Rabbi Shimon HaGoyah?
Tosis often points out that if Rabbi Meir often appears together with the Acherim, so I can't be this Acherim is Rabbi Meir, but so not every Acherim is Rabbi Meir. Omer Avuna Alofak Acherim. Rami Bar Chama indeed would not allow Rabbi Nashia Bar Tachlifa to be a member of his Mizum, and he held him as an Amoretz. even though Rabbi Nachshon Bar Taklifa was a Baki in Sifra, in Sifri, in Ilkasa. And when Rami Bar Chama died, Rabbi said that's why he died. Lo nach nafshi de Rami Bar Chama lo azmin a Rabbi Nachshon Bar Taklifa. That's the reason he died. The way he treated Rabbi Nachshon Bar Taklifa as an Amoret. What do you mean? It's a brisa. Tanya Chayrim. I mean, if you look at Rabbi Shanava, lo shemesh tamidecha meres Amoret. Understand? We're going to blame Rami Bar Chama for following the psak of the brisa? No, he didn't know the facts. The truth was, Rabbi Nachshon Bar Taklifa, maybe he didn't go to Shir, but it was Mishmalu L'Rabbona. He used to be Mishamish the Talmidim, and he would hang around them when they were learning. Therefore, when he said over Yochasa, he knew it correctly, because he would hear the way that they ended up explaining it. It was Rami Bar Chama who didn't take the trouble to be Daka Harav to find out what is Maisim. He knew he never showed up to Shir, so he figured, I stam and amores. Sits around reading all day long, Sifra, Sifri's, all kinds of stuff like that, and the guy's wasting his time. So Mimele thought that his grave wasn't right for Zimun. Lishna Afrina, he was Shona Shemaitzitza, Mipumay Rabbanan, the Goyes Lu, Kitzubim Rabbanadan. Somebody who hears the Sugyas from a Talmud Chacham and says it over the way that he's taught includes so much of the thinking elements in it. It's not the same as Tom saying over Alokas or Mishnayas and so on. Because he's getting it from Tamir HaKami. He has a dinner, but Tzurmi Mirabban.
What does Lishna Akhmina say?
I just said Lishna Akhmina. No, this is a different thing. It's not the Mishma Lula Rabbana, which is Shimush. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that the way that he learned was from Rabbana.
But still saying he wasn't dark after you should have
known. No, yeah, this is no. It's nothing with Lodaka Basra. That either way he was Lodaka. He assumed he was an Amoritz and therefore he was punished. Then the Mishnah starts the list of things that you cannot be Mitzara for person on because he's not Chozimah. So there it says Ochal Tevel or Maisa and Hapis and said Tevel Pshit. No. The Chiddush over here is that even though it's only Tevel Durabana, for instance, Heki Dami. You grew it inside of a hydroponics thing. Because it's only chayev. Maybe it's not chayev, but it's hydroponics. But over here, you grew it in a tzit sheinonakuv, that it's in dirt, but it's not makuv, it's to the ground. So over there, it's chayev min rabbanon. You didn't take off min rabbanon. But lamais is not like demai, where it has a theoretical, that it's chazilei. The mela, he can't bench. Maaser rishon, I mean, and if he didn't take off truma gedayla, how? I mean, then it's teva. So pshita, if he ate such a thing, how could the levi be mitzuraf now to the mizimun? Ha! The case over here is indeed this levi. He figured Rav Papa was right. He heard the drasha that the maser min amaser amatecha verlo truma gedayla. Said, okay, I got it. Before they took off truma gedayla. Okay, so I got a little bit later, I got it in the Kree, I took off my Maasim and a Maasim. Don't have to take off Truma Gedola. So Ma'a the Tame de Gamaloi, Rav Papa L'Abaya, we might think that indeed Rav Papa's statement to Abaya was true. Once the Torah was Matirid, so what's the difference whether it's B'Shibole or whether it's the Kree, it's all the same. Come Maashma Gedeshanilei, therefore comes along the Mishnah to say, don't get away with anything. If Lamaisa, it was already Yidgan, there's no way to avoid taking off both Trumas, Truma Gedayla, and Trumat Maaser. Then it says, Maaser Sheni, that you weren't paid. Obviously, it's an Isser Gomer to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, but what's the Hava mean? It could be Mitzuraf. Pshita. Tzricha Sheni, Yivdu V'Shalon Yivdu Kilchatan. You were paid it, but you weren't paid it properly. So Maaser Sheni, for instance, instead of using a Bezek card, he uses Nasimon. So she don't shepadoaga be asimon. Use an asimon. Asimons don't work anymore. So memela, it's not chal opinion.
The bezikar wouldn't work either.
Bezikar wouldn't work either. The problem with asimon is that it doesn't have a tzura of kesef. Rachman Omer, b'tzarta kesef biyadecha. Kesef sheyesh lav tzura. Whereas an asimon doesn't have a tzura.
Blanco.
Yeah, just a blank. The case of Hegdesh. Hegdesh, we were Machalel Agabi Karka. So you're paying full value. The problem is, that there's no exchange. And the Torah says specifically that it has to be v'natan ha-kesef v'kam lo. Not that there's such a pasuk, but close to it. It says v'yasef chamishito kesefo alav, then v'kam lo. Kesef erkech alav v'kam lo. The Tosu says, the Gemara, remember that, not here, but there's a few places where the Tosu is other insurance, the Gemara specifically doesn't say psukim properly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this gives you a brief recap of a pasuk. It's Tarshim Al Peh.
The Kamlo is the...
Kamlo.
That's
how we know. No, it's Natan, the Kamlo. It's what we're saying over here. But the... okay, so that's... We're darshaning it as a similar sense of anatta. Hashamash achal pachod mikizayit. Obviously, if he didn't eat, he didn't eat. That's, you're right, that's just there to keep the Mishnah parallel. It's in the Resha that a hashamash that achal kizayit. So it says in the Sefer already, hashamash achal pachod mikizayit. V'anochri ein mezamen lo, obviously. Not so obvious. We're talking about a ger. He already went through 5 years at Tzaras from the Rabbanut. He already was got his mila. He got his license. The whole business. He just didn't get a chance to go to Mikri yet. Afal Pikein, you can't be mitzar from the Zima. Yom Rebbe Zerim Yochna. Lo Olam Ein Oger. Achi Yimov Yitvo. V'kamen Lo Tov Al Nachriyu. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell me. But even though he did all his Gerub, he wasn't Tevo. He can't be mitzar. Noshim avayim mektanim ein mizamnim aleihem. Om Rav Yosef katana mutal barisa mizamnim aleihem. You have a baby in his crib, you include that baby in the zima. What? Mishnah says the fairish. Noshim avayim mektanim ein mizamnim aleihem. Now he follows the sheet of Rav Yishur ben Levi. Om Rav Yishur ben Levi afa pisha amru katana mutal barisa mizamnim aleihem. Aval osim oto snif la'asara. He's talking about in terms of there being nine people. You need to have a little extra. You can include the baby to be 10.
Give him a Tanakh, not
a Tanakh, actually. It has to be a Chumash in a Gilayon. That's why it doesn't work for us. We don't have Gilayon. Om Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Tisha, the Eved Mitzarif. If you have nine people plus an Eved, you can be a Mitzarif that for Birkat HaMazon. Meitzvi, Meisvi, Rebbe Eliezer. Nichnas to Beit HaKnesset, there wasn't a minion. So he was Meshachar his Eved, and turned him into a Jew, and that was a kosher minion. Yishlimu la'asara, mashma, that he had to free his Eved in order, according to this, he should have just been able to use the Eved as a sneak. You had nine plus an Eved, they should have been able to say Kedusha anyway. So, the truth is there were only eight in that minion. So he had two of them. So you can't add two avodim as a sniff, but what you could do is you could be Meshachar one, then you got nine. Once you got nine, you could use the tenth one as a sniff. So over there it was a treyetz tricha, shichver chad, v'nafik v'chad. Wait a minute. Hey, Chavid, okay, how are you allowed to free your Eved? Yom Reb Yudah, kol ha-Meshachar abdo over basay. You're over on an Yisur, it says, lo'olam be'emta avodim. It's different with Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah, shayin. What do you mean? It's what kind of Dvar Mitzvah? It's a mitzvah above Aveira? Why is this mitzvah important to be doich with that they're abundant to have 10 people? I understand what the big deal is. Well, it's a mitzvah to Rabbim. I want to say Kedusha. That's already a big mitzvah. There's a lot of discussion about this. Lamaisa, whatever it is. People take it wrongly according to Moshitas. The Chassam Sofer has a whole shtickle on it, which he explains that the inyan of not being Meshachar and Eved means as an act of chen. It's included, certainly, lo techanein. You're not allowed to stam do a teva for an akum. So, if there's a reason, so he's waiting for a reason. He wants to make the guy free. Give me a good reason. Go ahead, I dare you. Give me a good reason. But what's a good reason? So it's already no answer. I'm not big Meshach Yustam. I need you. That's a valid exchange. So the Gemara said, what was the Gemara's kasha? Then it's a mitzvah above Avera. According to that, so then even for one, it should be. Because you have to first determine that it's a valid exchange. Why is this exchange, why is that mitzvah worth more than that mitzvah? If avli elamim tavod. But if I can give you a reason why it's worth more, it's a mitzvah to rabbim. Oh, okay. Now you gave me a reason. So it's a mitzvah to rabbim, so now I'm not going to be over on the yisur being
mishakri.
Isn't
this
is a mitzvah
to
say by us? What?
We have no avodah.
No, but I'm saying the entire mitzvah is.
Or
is it part of?
No. Lo lamem tavod is also to be
mishakri.
It's an isra'sa.
I'm an avid.
Not. It's part of the dinim of Avodim. It's all included, it's not separate in the minyan mitzvahs, but it's all included in the dinim of Avodim, right?
Oh.
All the dinim of Avodim is included in one.
How can a Kanani be mashal in my minyan?
Any Eved is by definition Jewish.
It's an
Eved Kanani, I thought. Yeah. Eved Kanani is Jewish by definition. You're not allowed to keep an Eved unless he wants to be an Eved.
But he's an only Jewish Eved.
No, he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs like a woman is mitzvahs, right? You know that.
But then when you let it go,
then he becomes complete ben chayiv.
A Jewish ben chayiv?
A Jewish ben chayiv, of course. He's a Jew. He's called Dafer. The only right you had to take him about him is you asked his consent at the mikveh. Do you want to be an eved of Yisrael and be a member of Avdei Yisrael like Sherem? If he says no, you can't make him an eved. So originally you had to be mekabel mitzvah. That's how he becomes an Eved. If you cannot be Tovel him with his own acceptance of mitzvahs at the time of the Tevila, he is not an Eved.
What is he then?
You have to let him go. Assuming that he keeps Shema Mitzvah in there. That's part of the war agreement. It's part of the surrender. But you can't keep as an Eved Yisrael somebody who's not interested in keeping mitzvahs. It's a big madrega to be an Eved Yisrael. It's better. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Amen Chatufa. Amen Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Lo'olam yashkim adam lebeit haKnesset af al pi shedaf yomi v'yichu kedei sheyizkeh v'yimaneh ma'asara rishonim. Person should come early to Minyan. So he should be one of the first 10. Shafilu me'ah ba'im acharav. He's mekabel all of their schar. What? He's mekabel all those poor guys? They got up and they're not getting the schar. He's getting the schar. Schar kolam tzarka daita. Elayma not nimlo schar kaneged kolam. He gets schar, the equivalent of all the ones that come afterwards. Should we stop here, maybe?
No.
Oh my God, I'm feeling very guilty. Omer avuna. Tish'ah v'aron mitztarfim. If you have 9 people and an aron kadesh, that's a good minyan. Omar Le Reb Nachman, I understand Aaron is a guy. Who's Aaron over here? That's Aaron Gavra. What are we including him? Are we going to include Aaron in the minyan? Hello, Omar Avuna. The point is that Tisha, that are near him, Kasarim, it's Tarfins. We're all learning this is what Reb Nachman meant. This is what Reb Nachman meant in the first place. Reb Nachman misunderstood it. In other words, if you have 9 people, they're in a Beit HaKnesset, they look like 10 people. That's at zero. Some learn that means kimich nefei. When they're all together in one place, then you can't make out exactly how many people are there. Others say, no, on the contrary, if they spread out all over the Beit HaKnesset, it gives an impression of being a lot of people there. So then it's the equivalent of a minyan. And Rabbani also said that if you have 2 people, you could take Shabbos Malkata and you have a mezunin with Shabbos. Now the question is, can you get Shabbos to say Nevarech Shalchama Mishaloh? Then it works much better. Amalei Reb Nachman, the Shabbos Gabriel, I sense, and our Shabbos is a friend. El Amar Reb Ami, what it really meant was, since again, some learned this the Pshat that Rami said, look, Atchila, what since on Shabbos, people generally come together and they talk and learning and so on. So if you have 2 Talmidei Chachamim who stimulate each other in Divrei Halacha, that's the equivalent of 3 people, because you have an emergent third personality that comes from between them. And he's the guy that knows everything. These 2 guys don't know anything. So in the middle, you've got 3 people there. Machmi, Rav Chista. Rav Chista was really like that. He pointed to Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes, and me. See, That's like me and Rav Sheshes. Two of us are equal to three. And Rav Sheshes at the same time pointing to Christus. That's me and him. That's like me and Rav Chista. Om Rav Yochanan, Katan Poreach Mezamnim Alav. A child who is Poreach. Poreach means that his pubic hairs are starting to come in. Zatos Vislans. So Pircha, there's a shiur for puberty, which, you know, as we have well, all dinim of hairs, the Gabi and Ozir and so on and so forth, is we have to have a hair that is long enough to be kofet back to its root. It has to be, you have to be able to grab it with a tweezer and twist it back to its root. Over here, you have a child. A year, Rashi learns that the child is like this. That, what I just told you now is Tosfos, which ties in better with the sugya and so on. Tosfos learns he's in his 13th year. He still hasn't really reached puberty either. Though he said before, in the 13th year, before 13 years old, that he's hasn't been of puberty. But over here, he really hasn't presented pubic hairs yet, and therefore he's not be'emes and gadol. But we can be mezamen on it. Rashi learns the pshat is over here that he actually is poreach. He has real sarot. He has shtei sarot. But he's not bar mitzvah yet. Atanya amyachi kotin shevishtei sarot mizamnim alav. Mishaloi vishtei sarot ein mizamnim alav. Vein medaktikim bekotin. And we don't care all that much. What do you mean? Agufa kashma. You make such a big fuss about it that you have to know that he reached puberty. Evishtei sarot in lo evilo. Then you say ein medaktikim. What is ein medaktikim supposed to mean? Ein medaktikim. That's a pretty big diuk. No, that's la tuye katan porea. The point over here, again, according to Rashi, it's a little bit difficult, this piece. And Rashi learns that in medakni means we don't look for his birth certificate to make sure that he's 13 years old. He reached puberty already, why do we care? And we'll accept him. Tosfos makes more sense. And we're saying ein medakni a lot. We don't sit there measuring his pubic hairs. I mean, there's limits to grossness. We'll accept now that he's considered to be a gadol. Okay, that's Tosfos shot. The truth is, none of this is nageil Allah. Latil chataka kol anishmaita. We don't accept any of these little kulas. And as stated, elokei hadi om Rav Nachman katan ayodeya lemi mevarchim mizamnim alav. That Tosfos learns this means, in addition to the other limitations, reaching puberty and so on. And he knows Lamim of Orchim, so then you can be mezamin on him. Now, when he tells us it's difficult to understand the next piece.
13 plus to know?
No. No. He understands the concept.
So how is it?
Oh, so that's a problem, because, I mean, it's difficult to believe a child reaches puberty without knowing Lamim mezamin alone. As a matter of fact, the next piece is very, I mean, they use it as a riot against him, and Abaye Barava here were kids. They're sitting in front of Rabba, who was raising the barn. So Rabba says to them, tell me, children, Lamim of Orchim, who are we saying a bracha to? They say to God, Rachmana. Yeah, I know that's a concept, says Rabba, but where does God live exactly? So the Rachmana Echa Yatif, where is this God? So Rabba points to the ceiling. Abaya goes outside and points to the sky. By another glavrak, they clap ishmael. So Rabba was very taken by these little sweet kids. I mean, I assume that they weren't more than 3 years old or so. He's very taken by this chokhmah. Unless, you know, they didn't have Uncle Meshi and, you know, where is Hashem or what is Hashem and all of that in those days. Maybe he had to be 13 by the time he found out that. But in any event, so he told them, you know, both of your children are going to grow up to be big rabbis, no shaylan. That's what people say. You can always tell a pumpkin from the sap of the original bud.
They're related
also. He took over the raisin. I don't know. We'll discuss the halakha l'maaseh later. I will not torture Savage Josh any longer.
You know, it's possible he was sarcastic.